Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. What's the outlook for beef exports? Jim Robb helps us on that question in just a moment.
Attention, farmers and ranchers. Have you ever stopped to consider, God forbid, you or someone you love receiving a crippling injury or worse from working with cattle? It's definitely something to think about, and there are ways of staying safe when handling cattle. The Cattle Flow Box is designed with efficiency and safety in mind. Low-stress cattle management products by Gobot Pipe and Steel are made to improve feed intake, help with detection of diseases, reduce lameness cases, improve product quality and food safety, less carcass loss through bruising and injury, less use of, and much better response to vaccines and antibiotics. Last but not least, it's made safer for you and your handlers. Takes less time, and the cattle are much easier to handle. Gobot Pipe and Steel's Flow Box and Cattle Alley are the perfect low-stress cattle management systems. In addition, all Gobot's sales personnel are becoming animal care handling certified. Gobot Pipe and Steel is committed to developing equipment for low-stress cattle management. See their inventory today at GobotPipe.com.
We had a great start to 2017 when it came to beef exports, up about 20% compared to the starting month of 2016. The big question for the cattle industry regarding beef exports, can we keep the momentum up and keep a strong 2017 going? Jim Robb is the executive director of the Livestock Market Information Center. He's based in Denver, and he's the man to ask that question.
The seasonal pattern is very strong in beef exports, much like our seasonal pattern in beef production. So our peak month in beef exports is typically July, maybe June, maybe August. So we are, you know, in the time of year where we're really going to have to watch whether these year-over-year increases can persist. We're not sure they're going to persist at 20% year-over-year gains. But our forecasts are, and USDA's forecasts are, that we'll have solid year-over-year gains in beef exports, driven by stronger Asian economies and very competitive U.S. prices compared to other providers around the world, especially Australia.
So the potential is great for 2017 when it comes to beef exports, but we do have a wild card, and that is the political uncertainty regarding trade and how countries may respond to Donald Trump on his ideas regarding making trade great again.
And there's other things to consider, too, in the big picture. We've had recent avian influenza in the United States. A few countries have retaliated when they retaliate against chicken. Now, it's been very isolated. They've tend not to, this year, like they did in 2015, ban all U.S. exports of poultry products. But still, if we don't export the poultry products, we have more competition at the meat case in the U.S. in terms of beef, pork, and chicken competition. So, you know, the international trade components is, as you described, the political side, but also there's other uncertainties there. The overall long-term growth in exports obviously has added value to the U.S. cattle industry, but it is a source of also some volatility and at times some disappointments like we saw in 2015.
As for right now, no immediate disappointments on the horizon. Jim, looking here at the short term, what do you see for beef and cattle prices?
Well, you know, again, we're tending to hit the seasonal peak in a normal environment of fed cattle prices. We're getting closer to that time frame of the year. The box beef market is absolutely the key. We had pretty good movement last week. Mid-month tends to be the time where we're going to set up most of the featurings in the grocery stores, the final buys, et cetera, for 1st of April and other periods during April. So, you know, we're going to pass that here at some point pretty quickly. I don't think we'll have a collapse in the market, but the market's strength this past week was really unexpected and was definitely larger than we anticipated. Some pullback would not be a surprise.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.